Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. And right now you're listening to our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. It's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the aforementioned Honda Classic for the last 2 years, year number three at the new venue coming up in 2009. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, Russ, speaking of moving on, topic number two goes to you. Tad Fujikawa, who, if you will remember, I think made the cut as an amateur in the Hawaiian
Sony Open,
a couple of years ago. Well, he made his first cut at as a professional this past week at the Mid-Pacific Open. And two days later, decided to win the whole thing. So he won, not only made the cut in a pro event for the first time, won a pro event for the first time. Can he win on the PGA Tour someday?
Well, this is, first of all, it's great news for Tad Fujikawa, because I think about a month or maybe 6 weeks ago, after he had missed the cut at the Honda Classic, and that made his string of missed cuts as a pro 9 for 9 or something like that, because he turned pro last fall at the age of 17, and he's a very small guy. He was a premature baby. He was born like three or four months premature. He's only 5'2", and I think he's done growing, if I'm... you know, hopefully he grows a few more inches. But you know, at 17, when you're a male, you know, you don't grow much more. I mean, women growing, you know, women stop growing when they're like 13 or 14. But you know, men, hopefully he grows a couple more inches. But right now he's 5'2". He weighs like 130 or something like that. He's a small guy. Kudos to him for getting his first pro win. Although it's a small event, the 50th Mid Pacific Open, which was in his home state of Hawaii. So it's great news for him. But we had said perhaps did he turn pro a little too early? Well, now he's got a pro win, so it's hard to say that, although he has still yet to make a cut on the PGA Tour, and obviously making a cut on the PGA Tour is much different than making a cut in one of these fringe events like the Mid-Pacific Open. But, Pat, I hate to say it, and the guy's only 17, so he's got 30 years to go. He's got 30 years, God willing for him, on the PGA Tour that he has a chance to win a PGA Tour event, but there's a lot of great players that have never won Brett Quigley has never won a PGA Tour event. He's a great player. He's a top 50, top 60 player in the world. He's played in the Masters a couple of times. He's never won a PGA Tour event. And you're telling me that a guy like Tad Fujikawa, who's 5'0", I just don't see it. I mean, there's so many good players on the PGA Tour that never win an event or win, like, one event in their entire career. I just don't know if Tad Fujikawa, I mean, he's so small, and there's men on the PGA Tour. There's guys that are athletic. There's guys like Tiger Woods and Ernie Els that can hit the ball 300 yards. I hate to say never, and obviously it doesn't matter what I say, because the guy's got 30 years to go before it's all said and done, but I don't think he'll ever win on the PGA Tour.
Well, I know what you're saying, Russ, and logically you're right. I mean, the stature is going to play a role. The thing with Tad is going to be, can he chip and putt? If you can chip and putt, that makes up for a lot of distance deficiency.
There are Corey Pavins, but even Corey Pavins, 5'6". I mean, that's a lot different than 5'2".
No, you're right. And it's going to be a factor with him. He's going to have to be an unbelievable chipper and putter to be able to contend, and he's not going to be able to contend more than likely on a lot of the super long courses. He's going to have to pick and choose his events and try and get good in those. I think he could win. I mean, you know, it's easy, just like it is for you to say he can't, for me, because I got 30 years to be proven wrong. I think anybody can win. If you can chip and putt and you can keep the ball in play and you've got the mental acuity to say, I can do this, then I really think after a certain point, Russ, and you'll find this out, the better you get as a golfer, a lot of it really does come down to what you personally believe you can do.
Right.
Certain guys
confidence is a big thing.
They have a level, and you can watch it. Certain guys can get to the Q school and they can miss it by one stroke. Certain guys can get to the PGA Tour and they can come in the top 10, but they can't figure out a way to come in the top 5. Other guys can win one tournament, like you said, and that's it. Or they can only win at a certain venue, like Boo Weekly, maybe, you know, can only win at the Harbor Town. It's funny just how guys have certain mental levels that they get to and they can't seem to get over that. And that's what we don't know about Tad. What his mental level is still to be seen. But, you know, I think he has enough of the game that he can do it. And maybe this, even though it's a minor pro event, The fact that you won,
it's a step
that's
in the
biggie.
There's no doubt. It's a step in the right direction, and I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm so happy for Tad Fujikawa. I met him during the Honda Classic. Had a chance to talk to him. Such a nice kid, but he's so small. I mean, the amateur high school players he was playing with during the Pro Am towered over him, and he didn't play well at the Honda. He missed the cut by a bunch of strokes. He wasn't even close. I mean, it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. Great player Brett Quigley. He's a great. Bryony Bear. Who's been playing on the tour forever, I think like 7 or 8 or 9 years. He still hasn't won. I mean, young guys that, granted, they've only been on the tour 2 or 3 years, but they still have. Camilo Vijegas, he hasn't won yet. Bubba Watson, he hasn't won yet on the PGA Tour. Who knows if they ever will? I mean, I hope Camilo does, because I want to play the Gator fight song once he finally breaks through. Colin Holder, I see your hand on the button, baby. Yeah!
Colin!
Woohoo!
No. All right, there you go.
How did I get the Gator fight song into a discussion about Tad Fujikawa? Man, that's talent right there, Pat. That is talent. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Listen to us via live streaming audio at the official tournament website, thehondaclassic.com. And right now we're in the midst of our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And what do Nicklaus Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? Find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And last topic for you, Patrick. And we mentioned it already, our penchant for hybrids, especially my penchant. I got 3 in the bag, a 2-hybrid, a 3-hybrid, and a 4-hybrid, and my iron set starts at 5. And we're seeing a trend on the PGA Tour, not just the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, Champions Tour, players comfortable adding hybrids to their bag, and the list is growing. And there's 2 reasons to add a hybrid. Either you're adding a hybrid to be used as kind of a pseudo-fairway wood to replace, like, maybe a 5-wood. You add maybe a 2-hybrid to replace a 5-wood. Or a lot of players, mostly on, you know, the women and the older guys, adding hybrids to replace irons. Alan Doyle on the Champions Tour, he starts his iron set at 7. There are ladies on the LPGA Tour that start their iron sets at 7. Even great players. Morgan Pressel starts her iron set at 6. She's got a 5-hybrid and on down the way in her bag. A couple of weeks ago, numbers count. At the Verizon Heritage, the tournament that Boo Weekly won just last week, there were 96 hybrids in play at Harbortown. There were 97 hybrids in play in Tampa at the Outback Steakhouse Pro-Am on the Champions Tour. And the numbers were even bigger, as you would expect, on the LPGA Tour. 183 hybrids were in play last week on the LPGA Tour at the Ginn Open in Orlando. Pat, are hybrids just a fad, like maybe square drivers that we're not really seeing take full, you know, action on the PGA Tour, or are hybrids here to stay?
Oh, I definitely think they're here to stay, Russ. There's a succession of events that happens with a golfer, and let me try and clarify this. Basically, you go from, can you hit the ball? Can you get the ball airborne with a club consistently? You're not looking direction. You're not necessarily looking distance. You're just trying to get the ball airborne. Then I think it comes down to distance. Are you consistently hitting it a certain distance? It could go left, right, or straight, but you're basically hitting it 200 yards, something like that. Then the third thing is actually hitting it within a 20-foot range, somewhere, you know, where you're hitting it consistently in an area that you're trying to hit it in. The thing with that helps with hybrids, that the hybrids help you with, is getting it airborne. They get the ball generally better than a 3-iron or a 4-iron. You're going to hit it in the air.
Low center of gravity.
That's a biggie with most golfers, specifically higher handicappers. They're happy that they're getting the ball in the air. The thing that's happened with me in hybrids, and you know, I don't know if I'm the exception or the norm, is that I can't get them in the same directional area that I can if I consistently hit my 3-iron. If I'm hitting my 3-iron, I feel like I can get it within that 20 to 30 foot range where I'm trying to hit it. The problem is hitting a 3-iron, you're not consistently getting it off the ground. There's a lot of thin shots, a lot of fat shots.
Are you saying your distance control or your aim is better with the iron?
The aim is better with the iron, and the distance control generally is better with the iron. But the thing that helps with the hybrid is you're getting it off the ground. So my thing is, once they start perfecting with the hybrid, and they might already do this could be me, which is definitely a problem with a lot of golf, is that I am not able to transfer all the benefits that you get from a hybrid into you know, putting it on the, you know, putting it on a par three or whatever you need to do with the hybrid that I seem to be still able to get with a three iron. I'm getting to that point, and I think that'll happen soon. Long story short, I think hybrids are definitely here to stay. They help average golfers get the ball in the air, and I think they help good golfers hit it generally where they want to. I'm not at that point yet where I'm hitting the thing where I want to hit it, so I haven't made the full commitment to switch to it, but I do have them, and I'm probably going to do that at some point. It's not the same, though. I'll tell you, Russ, real quick. It's not the same like when we went from the wood driver to the metal.
Right.
That was like an instant, like where you were hitting it a lot further, you were hitting it straighter. It was an instant confirmation, like I'm hitting this a lot better. I don't have that same feel with hybrids yet.
Right.
But I understand what people are saying. When I do hit a hybrid good, I'm like, wow, I hit that thing like 230 right on the button where I'm trying to hit it. And if I could get that consistency with that, hey, believe me, I'd get rid of all my clubs.
You know, Pat, I agree with you. I think you make a great point. I mean, the wood driver to the metal driver, you know, now 20 years later, there's nobody on any tour that plays with a wood driver. I don't know that you'll definitely see that in 20 years that every single person will have a hybrid in their bag. Because I don't know that I'll ever see Tiger with a hybrid. I can't imagine. I mean, the way Tiger loves his long irons, like his two and three iron, and the way he hits stingers off the tee, like he did at Hoylake during the British Open, I don't know that we'll ever see Tiger Woods with a hybrid in his bag, although you never know. But I think it's probably not at the level of, you know, technology-wise, going from a wood driver to a metal driver. But I agree with you. I think hybrids are here to stay. There's no doubt that it's helped. Now, I think this is something that's helped the amateurs more than the pros.
Right, it has.
You know, hybrids really have helped amateur players, myself included. I mean, I just said my iron set starts at 5-iron. I've got a hybrid 2, 3, and 4 club in my bag. So, and I think I'm not the exception. I'm the rule for most amateurs. But it's getting there as well in pros. I mean, Tim Clark and Nicholas Thompson, Nicholas Thompson, by the way, a guy that still has not yet won on the PGA Tour. He's got oodles and oodles of talent. Tad Fujikawa, I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway, Nicholas Thompson and Tim Clark both last week at the Harbortown Heritage started their iron set at 5-iron. They had hybrids from 4 lower than that in their bag. So it's here to stay. But, you know, the jury is still out as to how far encompassing hybrids will become in professional golf. That was another edition of the award-winning PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment.
Who gave us an award?
I don't know.
Or you just made it up.
I'm just like Rick Harrow. I gave myself an award. Rick gives himself, you know, 15-foot putts. I give
That's
us awards.
Legit.
It's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Have you ever watched a golf tournament on TV and wondered how you would do on a course the pros play? It can happen at PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. You can play the PGA Tour's third toughest course, a wonderfully fiendish layout designed by Jack Nicklaus that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. The Arnold Palmer designed course and three other courses are just as devilish, making PGA National Florida's premier golf destination. PGA National has just been renovated as well, so everything from the entry to the pool area to the lobby and to its new hip eye bar and very exclusive restaurant, the Ironwood Grill. It's all there waiting for you. Time to experience the legend of PGA National in person and not just on TV for a customized tune-up and tee-off golf package that includes lessons and golf on the course with your instructor. Go to pgaresort.com or call 877-742-6285.